is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Guardian Radio AM. Today is finally Tuesday. It's a little after 11 o'clock in the morning. Once again, this is C.A. Nuri and I shall be your host for today. We're going to have an open line Tuesday. Yes, we're going to have an open line Tuesday. The numbers to call are 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. And of course, if you're calling from the Family Island, the number to call is 242-300-5720. To me, the text number powered by BTC is 422-4796. Again, that's 424-796. Again, there's going to be an open line Tuesday. That means I'm going to allow you to speak about whatever you want to speak about in reason. Hopefully, I'll have something to comment about it. But if you have an announcement, if you have an announcement and say, hey, man, Nuri, I just want to let you know that this happening this weekend or next week. Call. Give you some time to do that also. Give me a community type announcement type vibe. And of course, there are one or two things I want to talk about. I see the phone lines already lit. People are calling in. We're going to read and promote the headlines, things that were interesting that I would like to know your commentary about it. Headline in the Tribune says, candidate slammed on Crown land deeds. Now, personally, I have no issue about the government giving out Crown land, you know, right? The Crown land belongs to the Bahamian people. And if there are mechanisms to make that access to Crown land, that I am all for Bahamians getting access to Crown land. If you're a farmer, if you've been living on the land, especially government land for years and no clear title, this is the time to get it. But here is my problem. You can't be using the government Crown land, or let me change it, change the word from government, the people land, let me change the word from the people land to my land. You can't be holding my land as a carrot for your campaign. So you can't be on the political stage, the rally stage, saying, I have the deeds. And I'm issuing out the deeds at a rally. You can't. This is how you can't be issuing out citizenship at a funeral. You just can't. And the people who are doing it need to be called out and shamed. Just not just call out and then say, hey, you know, you shouldn't be doing it. They need to be shamed publicly and say what you did was wrong. And the reason why I tend to be strong on these points is because we in the Bahamas are going through a transition. Our politicians, our elder politicians are old. They're 70 plus. They're about to retire. Hoping that they have at least got 5, 10, 15 more years. But they are about to retire and transition off the stage. And whatever we accept now as a part of our culture or as a part of how we do things, right, is going to become the norm tomorrow. So certain things we need to speak out now and say, no, we're not going to embrace that as a part of who we are, as part of our culture or as a part of how we do things. So we need to stop it now. And this idea that you can come on the rally stage, that you could come on the rally stage and use the people things as part of the campaign is problematic. So I just wanted to say that, like I said, it's an open line. It's a low open line day. So you can call in and we'll be happy to discuss. I'm trying to find the headline for The Guardian. I thought I had it here and it looked like I left it out because I saw pieces of it in the studio. So I might have to come back to that, right? I'm back on a commercial break. One of the things that is interesting is the Island Grid was never an owner in the Bahamas Grid. That is an announcement that we just found out because we heard something differently all together. And I have no problem with the narrative, you know. My problem is now, who do I believe? The technocrats are saying one thing and the politicians are saying something different altogether. That means we have to throw the whole thing away and start over. We have to throw the whole thing away and start over. And I say, present the document. Present the documents that I'm able to analyze it for myself, because I'm unable now to trust anybody. So the government in 2024 said that Island Grid was the majority. See, not just having shares in them. They said they were the majority owner in Bahamas Grid. And then we have Gladys Fernanda, who's the new chief financial officer of BGC. Yesterday said that Island Grid Solutions was never an owner. See, there's a difference between majority and now never, no, not even a share. Was never. Hold on, what is it? The owner said it was never an owner in BGC and that the IGS was formed for the sole purpose of jumpstarting and upgrading the New Providence Transmission and Distribution, the T&D grid, as the T&D manager. Like I said, I don't know who to believe now. I know it's a political season, so all kind of political phrases and words are happening. So, what do I say? But shouldn't the minister now come to explain this? Because you can't just allow statements to go unchallenged, right? You can't just allow things to just go unchallenged. So I find all these things strange. There's another headline says the PLP hands out over $200,000 worth of gift cards. Thank you. Can I say thank you that they issue out $200,000 worth of gift cards? Can I say thank you? My question is, where did this gift card come from? Is it the government's money? Or when I say government, I mean my money, my tax money. And again, you can't use the government money, my money, to convince me to vote for you. Because my money is separate and apart from the party's money, right? So if they're using government funds, the taxpayers' money, to help them on the campaign, I have an issue with it. $200,000 worth of gift cards in this disposition, right? I want to say thank you. Thank you for issuing out stuff, right? Once upon a time, the chairman of the Progressive Liberal Party and also the communications said that There was on a wicket, using a sports terminology there, right? Cricket. They said that supporters should not be asking for compensation for supporting your party. And said this new characterization of these party supporters who begging, constantly begging their political party for a paycheck, for compensation for their campaigning. There was a big thing. I think they threw that out of the window because now everybody getting compensated for somehow, for one reason or another. But all I had to say is it appropriate to say thank you for this $200,000 in gift cards, right? I can read this article. They have a picture of Valentine Grimes in the picture. You know when certain set of people conjure up an image? The moment you see them there, you say, Lord. But let's read this article. It says, by Lindira Rowell, Tribune chief reporter, says, gift certificates worth more than $200,000 currently are being given to Abaco residents, right? In the name of PLP election candidate and official as Hurricane Dorian relief payments. God knows, when did Hurricane Dorian happen? Anyway, Hurricane Dorian relief payments were paid for by the Ministry of Finance. That's the Prime Minister if it comes from the Ministry of Finance. According to Chris Lieda, Chief Executive Officer of the Premier Importers, the company that issued them. His claim was strongly rejected yesterday by Valentine's Grinds. So that means Mr. Lieda is a liar, is it? if Valerian Gaines is strongly rejecting it, what is he saying about Chris Lieto? Anyway, let me continue. His claim was strongly rejected yesterday by Valentine Grimes, a PLP trustee. And why is a PLP trustee commenting on a PLP business? See, remember I talked about that yesterday? No. Only the chairman, I come to you, God. Answer that caller, let the caller. He's a legal advisor, like a Kermit. He's not a legal advisor. Call, I'm coming soon. Give me a couple seconds. Let me read this article right now. His claim was strongly rejected yesterday by Valentine Grimes, a PLP trustee, who said he was not familiar with the case, but insisted the party would never use public funds in this way. Anything that candidates give out to the people, anything is paid out of the party or the candidate, he said. Mr. Lieta claimed the vouchers to his company for people in Abaco were issued at the request of the Ministry of Finance as part of the post-Hurricane Dorian relief, with a total value exceeding $200,000 and certificates issued in amounts of $200, $300, and $500. Perhaps Mr. Lieta was just mistaken. He didn't understand where the money come from, right? The timing of the distribution is likely to draw scrutiny, coming 2 weeks before the general election. This sounds some kind of like UBP-ish type campaigning. I'm just saying. I'm just remembering the history books. This was like how it was. The timing of the distribution is likely to draw scrutiny, coming 2 weeks before the next general election and more than 6 weeks after Hurricane Dorian struck Abaco. The arrangement Mr. Lieta described is likely to revive long-standing concerns about the use of the actual responsibility for their distribution falls under the ministry and whoever they direct it to, he said. I asked about the timing of the vouchers with the general election weeks away. He conceded, why didn't this happen 2 years ago? It is unclear how many certificates were distributed or who determined the recipients, leaving open questions about how beneficiaries were selected. Office of the Prime Minister Communications Director, Latrey Raman, did not answer questions about the source of the funds for the vouchers before press time last night. But Mr. Graham found it unbelievable that a CEO of Premier Importers would say the government paid. I have an issue with it too, no. Not that it's true or not, no. I'm saying that why would a CEO inject himself into politics? I wouldn't be quiet, especially if you're getting paid for the money. It has nothing to do with you, right? It has nothing to do with you. So this is political. I mean, which CEO will come out and say, man, I'm getting money from the government once they pay you? So it sounds political, right? Ask whether issuing gift certificates to people so close to an election amount to vote buying. Mr. Grimes said, where's the rest of it? Such practices are carried out by all sides of political equation. See, let's ask the question one more time. Say, ask whether issuing gift cards to people so close to an election amount to vote buying. Mr. Grimes answered such. He said, practices are carried out by all sides of political equations, a topic long whispered about but rarely addressed publicly. There is nothing wrong with giving that assistance as long as you are not doing it to influence their vote. Have mercy. He said, if I see someone who needs food, what do I do? Press on whether both things can be true. Someone can be in need of help and a candidate is trying to influence their vote. He said that would be up to people to interpret. See, my issue here is not whether a candidate is coercing or helping out people. You know. My issue here is government funds. You can't be using my money to campaign with. So if it comes from Ministry of Finance, if it did, I have a problem with it because that's my money. You can't be coercing me. Conjole. That's what the word is. Conjoling me to be voting for you. Right? You can do it with your money, but not from the public treasury. See, I have issues with that. I finished an article now and I'm going to the caller because it's open line today. It says, When contacted, Mr. Fox avoided answering questions about why the vouchers carried political signatures or whether he considered the exercise to be vote buying. Instead, he responded with biblical reference, "You will never see righteous forsaken or begging for bread." That's my comment. Ms. Roberts could not confirm the source of the funds, but said he believed they came from the party's relief. Trying to find the rest of the article. Effort. I know that the government reaches out to donors and sometimes donors. See, they said government and party. So the government sometimes, the government reaches out to donors and sometimes donors say, "Well, I'll meet you this way." So I don't know the percentage on what it is. That is beyond me, he said. It came from the party, though. I guess what I would say, the relief funds. This article, he said that the donation is fulfilled a commitment to Hurricane Dorian survivors. It was promise made, promise kept that once the country had stabilized, they would be able to do whatever they can do to assist, he said. He said the process is ongoing with vouchers expected to be distributed in North Abaco and that recipients include residents still in need of roofing, cabinetry, the bathroom assistance with single mothers and elderly people receiving high value support. Mr. Lieta said that he believes the certificates should be distributed on a bipartisan basis with residents able to seek assistance regardless of political affiliation. I mean, we appreciate the business because the economy for the local businesses, particularly building supply companies, is not fantastic. So we appreciate support from government and we do everything we can do to make it work and give value to give service for what we are asked to do, he said. He said he has dealt with MPs from constituencies over the years who use their budgets to help residents with house repairs and other needs. So while the request was larger than usual, he did not find it bizarre. The Bahamas has no comprehensive campaign finance regime. There are no clear, enforceable rules requiring full disclosure of political spending or governing the spending and or governing the use of public resources during the election period. Both major political parties have continually promised to introduce a campaign finance system, but have failed to do so. Let's go to the callers. We ain't never getting campaign finance reform, by the way. It's not practical for the political system. Both parties need to get support from anonymous donors, so I don't expect it to happen. On whether this came from the Ministry of Finance or whether, like the article said, that it could have been given to the government, to a political party. I wonder if you heard. Let's go to the caller. Guardian Radio AM is open line today. Anything you want to talk about, I'm prepared to entertain. Go ahead, caller.
Good morning, State News. Yeah, this is Mark A. Turnquest, the president and the founder of the 242 Small Business Association and Resource Center.
Okay.
Yeah, man, buddy. Yeah, I just want all small business owners to have a safe and fair, respectful election during their early voting and their May 12th voting, and to vote for the party that is best for the small business.
Which party is best for the small business, you think?
You know, I can't sit over.
I was just checking.
We are, you know, we are independent organization, but everybody know what party is best.
Yes,
you see, so you know how it is.
Yes,
know? So I want everybody to do, you know, what's best for the country, and look for the long term, and you know, Nuri, you're a small business owner also. So you start there at the, you know, the taste and sell. You do a lot of good work too.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much.
And I appreciate you. You know, and I appreciate all the small business owners. I've been in this business for 26 years. You know, my final thing is one thing I always say, and I leave you all with this: small business.
Small business.
Small business.
Small business.
Small business.
I always commend you, man. Thank you very much, Mark. That's Mark Turnquest, who's the president and CEO of the Small Business Organization. He is always an advocate and promoting small business and having the government respond to the calls and promotion of small business. I see we have another telephone call today. Patch that caller through, Kermit. It's an open line. We talk about whatever you want to talk about, and especially highlighting things that would normally go under the radar. Go ahead, caller.
What's going on, Yuri?
Doing well, man. How you doing?
Yeah, man, I can't be in Fernando. I think like they need that, man. Hey, this nigga, they could raise money. Be transparent. Once they're transparent, people could know where this money coming from. They ain't getting it from underneath the ground. They ain't getting all the space. People need to know where this money coming from. They could be getting it from the devil. You understand the government?
Mm-hmm.
They could have these people going around with jogging thing and all that and ask the people them. Like what Trump them is too. You see what the United States is too?
Mm-hmm.
They have the people them going around, the citizens them, supporting them, open up a fund me online where you could they could have people sending them money instead of having people them from all over the place who underground who can look for after the party when they're looking to get this money back, you know. Don't mind them, they could be given these party money, but they gotta give the people in the party back. That's the same way the number boys them. They can give so much money now. Now they want their money back. And they want that 25 more years. They got on that first.
I appreciate you. We know that the numbers industry tends to donate to both political sides, both political divide, right? The PLP gets some money, the FNM gets some money. I'm not sure if they've given any money to the COI as yet, whatever. Especially after there's this new dossier. They ain't never getting no money no more. That finished with, right? But can we say in this dispensation, this era, that one political party is getting more money from the number boys, right? Is that true? Can we say that, right? And let's go to the callers. Guardian Radio AM is an open line Tuesday. Go ahead.
Hey, CA, how you doing, man?
Doing well. How you doing?
Okay. I just wanted to bring something to the, you know, to the forelight. You remember a few months ago, the situation with the energy deal and Pike and Bahamas Grid and all of that was tabled, right?
Mm-hmm.
And people were asking about the facts and all that, and they did basically a dump. In other words, 3,000 plus pages, you go look for it. Since you want the information, go do your own research. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I understand what you're saying.
And what I find very interesting is that some people are making such a big deal about the situation with Pike and what's happening with Bahamas Grid and all that. And
Wait, pause. You mean we shouldn't make a big deal?
No. Let me explain to you what I'm about to say.
Okay.
What I'm saying is, if they wanted to know what the deal was and what was going to happen, the information is in those 3,000 plus pages.
Yeah.
You understand where I'm coming from?
Yeah.
In other words,
go read.
Because of lack of information and lack of going and researching and checking out the information and reading, it's now a mystery.
Mm-hmm.
But the information is there.
Yeah.
It was tabled. So go look today.
I understand.
We in the Bahamas, you remember we have to say in the Bahamas, if you want to hide anything from Bahamians, you know what you need to do, right? Put it between two covers.
Mm-hmm.
And that is exactly what's happening right now. Go take a look. Right there. Thank you.
Thanks very much. Just do more research. Don't be lazy. I'm not sure if that goes towards talk show hosts, because I dyslexic. Them words just confuse me. I read the headlines, you know, and I get insight, you know. So imagine me. Anyway, let's go to the phone lines. Guy in Radio AM is open line Tuesday. Go ahead.
That's it. Yes, I. It's an open line.
It's an open line. You can talk about anything you want to talk about today.
All right.
Turn down your radio. You there? Okay, they're gone. Okay, let's go to the next one. Hopefully, they call back.
Hey,
got it. You're live. Go ahead.
Hey, Mr. Nuri.
Hey.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. Any 2,000 or a million page document should have a summary at the bottom, eh?
Mm.
Or at the top. And the summary should kind of like give you an input as to the pertinent details. I mean, I shouldn't have to read the Bible in 1 week to see what the Bible... Come on, man. But anyway, we understand the confusion the government is attempting to really mix up here. Because that's what governments do when they are being found wanting. Now, you said it's an open line.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Mr. Grimes... If you follow his history, I'm not going to mention it, but you may know about it, under the Clinton administration, some of the cuts that he used to take. So, you know, but now I want to ask you about this election observers. The observers are going to be in place. Now, are they going to be observing from a constitutional point of view in regards to if someone did not declare any interest they have with the government, they automatically should be disqualified from running? Are they going to go that far?
Two different things you said just now. Observe. You're saying disqualified. They don't rule, declare. They observe, okay, and they write a report on what they see.
Okay. So like that much I have read. Now, when they write a report, and the who the report goes to, the government and to the government of the Bahamas, or go to like globally?
It goes to the government of the Bahamas because we technically hire them to report on us.
Oh, we're paying them. Okay. So then it means then that if the report is unfavorable and the U.S. government does not recognize this election as legitimate, we could have a serious issue with individuals who have been running in the campaign, eh?
I think you do not appreciate what the international observers do. Mm-hmm. They observe and they put in the report for the government to consider. It's nothing to say to change things. It's a report based on our rules and our laws. The report is based on that. They will interview political parties. They'll interview people who are voting. They'll go behind the lines and look at the parliamentary registrar and say, how you guys do these things here? And see the system, and they report on the system.
Yeah, but Nuri, you notice in Venezuela, there was a report made, and the U.S. government did not recognize Noriega. What the guy name? The current guy who they...
Murat, yeah.
They didn't recognize him, so they didn't recognize the actual country as having a legitimate system. Could a similar thing happen here?
No.
Don't see that happening.
No, I don't see that happening.
Oh, man, thanks for your time. Great show.
Open line, I appreciate it. Let's go to the next one. Garden Radio AM, you're live. Go ahead, caller, you're live. Let's go to the next caller there, Kermit. Garden Radio AM, you're live. Garden Radio AM, you're live.
That's it?
Yeah, you can hear me?
Yeah, you can hear you.
You're live. It's open line today. Go ahead.
All right. Blessed love, blessed love. Blessed day, Nuri.
Blessings.
Yes, sir. Everything all right?
Yeah, man. Everything good, man.
Yeah, man. This Rasta, this priest, Marcus.
Blessings, man. It's good to hear from you, Marcus. What'd you say?
Blessed. Yeah, man. I like to talk about one event with me having a lucha. I like to promote it online. We having a tea party and a fashion show. This is the fourth Tea Party and Fashion Show from the host of Rastafari and the Naya Bingi Order.
You live, man. Listening. When is it?
Yeah, I'll be having it on the 17th of May.
Oh, that's next month.
It will be in Elutra at the Bottom Harbor and Vail Point. Yeah, that's next month.
How much do tickets cost?
The tickets go for $50. This event is an awesome event, you know. We got to have, you know, like we got to have some vegan pastries. We got to have some idol food. This one's going to be the first one. We're going to have some nice idol food. And we're going to have some modeling by the ladies. They're going to do a fashion show from the Rastafari brethren. We're going to have some Naya Bingi drumming. You know, it would be nice, man. And this would be actually the first Rastafari tea party and fashion show in Elutra.
And which day it is again?
It's on the 17th of May.
Oh, that's after the election.
Sunday.
You need, I mean, more like you have the same member of parliament for you say Elutra, right?
Yeah, Elutra.
That's no, South Elutra or Northern Elutra?
North Elutra.
Oh, okay. So, contact your member of parliament and then make sure he attend.
Yeah, man, automatically right now, the member of parliament over here is Savannah.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Freddy Savannah, and we talk with him, and he's going to give us a contribution.
Oh, that's
and
good.
He in full support, you know what I mean? So hopefully, actually,
this is the week for the... No. You can make sure you get your donation after the election. Get your donation before May 12th.
He's giving us a contribution before that.
Get the money before May 12th.
My lord,
make sure he buy a couple of tickets before May 12th. We don't know what's happening.
He buy a couple of tickets, and he gave us word that he will attend. You know,
before May 12th, things change after May 12th. Just make sure you secure.
My lord,
thank you for calling in, man. That's May 17th, host of Rastafari. They're having a fashion show, and it's going to be $50 per ticket. All of the businesses in Lutera and all the Rastafarians who are in New Providence and Grand Bahama, you'll need to fly down for this event. I attended once. It was good. I was entertained. They had good food. I wasn't sure I could eat idle food, but idle food tastes good. So I'm glad Ras, Marcus calling to talk about that. Let's move on to the next caller there, and I can start reading the text there. Go ahead, caller. Guardian Radio AM.
Nuri.
What you saying, Julian? It's an open line. Go ahead.
Listen, before I say what I'm going to see.
Mm-hmm.
There are some critics that say that Julian is blind. How Julian know these things? I lost my sight, not my sense. Okay, I didn't born blind. I know when I'm around a crowd of people. I know when I'm around a certain amount. I wouldn't be exact to say the amount, but I know when the crowd is big and I know when the crowd is small.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I was out last night. Ain't nobody tell me I was there.
Mm-hmm.
Nurin, I think the crowd was, I think the leader, the prime minister, was pleased with the crowd last night.
You felt the crowd was big?
It was big.
Mm-hmm.
Dwight and Brewster, the MC said that it was between 43 to 45,000 people.
45,000 people, you say, was out there?
You know, they say they had the area that they had supposed to have had the event in. They had to extend it.
You sure the steam can hold 45,000 people?
Now, I'm telling you what they tell me.
There's lie to blind people in there.
I felt the crowd.
There's lie to blind people.
Yeah, well, I felt the crowd. But see, the person that I was with,
mm-hmm.
that's the person who takes me to pay my bills. That's mm-hmm. the person who deals with my money. So I trust them. Now, they didn't say 43 to 45,000, mm-hmm. but he said it was a crowd.
It's plenty.
It was a real crowd.
It's plenty.
Now, that put pressure on the official opposition for tonight. Mm-hmm. Now, they're going to have to do... Don't forget now, the PLP was already at Aaron Bailey.
Yes.
They overswarmed Aaron Bailey. People was in
mm-hmm.
the mall yard, sitting down and standing up. So the PLP showed them they could pull Aaron Bailey. And ain't nobody could come in my house. The FNM is called Aaron Bailey Home.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't nobody could come in my house and bring more children than what I have in my house.
We got to see. They say crowds don't vote. They tell me, Julian. I don't know.
So why they having rally then?
Same thing I say.
The crowds don't vote, why they having rally?
I agree with you, Julian. The phone line's full.
If T-shirt don't vote, why are you giving people T-shirts?
And they giving no plenty on the wrong about.
And the T-shirt ain't about, you know.
Yeah.
The people in the T-shirt can vote.
I appreciate that they're giving homeless people shirts because it's good to see.
Well, I ain't homeless. And I get all kinds of BLB shirts.
Yeah. You can get some African shirts too,
right? I get no clothes. I get anybody who know me know I get clothes.
Good. Good. Julian, the phone line's full, man. I got to go to the next people. The phone line's full. I got to go to the next people. Let me read these texts. But I appreciate your call. It says, CA, this is by far the worst campaign messaging strategy from the FNM in the past 20 years. The wedge issue about immigration ignores the fact that their 2026 Bain Town candidate, Jay Philippe, it's a Bahamian, by the way, and the former FNM parliamentary, Frankie Campbell, who is a Bahamian, by the way, are both first-generation Bahamian of Haitian heritage. This FNM outrage about illegal immigrants is designed to manipulate the emotive immigration issue in their favor for votes, nothing else. Should we be concerned about illegal immigration? Because this text says we shouldn't be concerned about illegal immigration. Anyway, we're going to take a quick break. It's 11:39. The lines are lit. It's an open line Tuesday. We talk about whatever you want to talk about, whatever you want to promote. Just call in. Call in. We'll be right back.
They'll call you in for your x-ray shortly.
That's why they call it a waiting room. You won't have that problem at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner. We never schedule multiple appointments, so you'll be in and out in no time. And if your initial screening reveals a concern, our radiologist can conduct an alternative screening right then and there. Call 328-8157 to schedule an appointment at Fourth Terrace Diagnostic Center or Imaging at Groner today.
We came to celebrate IT.
Celebrate IT.
Send 3 money transfers for a chance to win in the
Celebrate IT.
Life is good, so we say la vie.
Avant.
No la parfait. Monty Garcon.
Celebrate IT
with GK Money Services.
Send 3
with GK Money and Western Union
for a chance to win.
To send free
for the rest of the year.
3 lucky customers will win.
Follow us at GKMSBAH
for more details.
Promotion ends May 18th.
Western Union.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Under the FNM, shantytowns grew. The PLP is demolishing them. The FNM made it easier to get a passport. The PLP fixed their mess and is cracking down on fraud. The FNM let investment in the Defense Force slow to a crawl. The PLP added hundreds of officers and new interceptors. Under the FNM, migrants flooded into the Bahamas. The PLP repatriated record numbers. The FNM offers talk. The PLP offers a real record. Paid for by the PLP.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio AM. Let's go to the phone lines. So Claire Lang says, Nuri, will the public school be open during the advanced poll? Because some advanced sites are at many schools. And usually, I don't remember no more. No. Usually the school is closed. But I don't remember what happened at St. Anne's. I think they had school going on. But I do not know. Let's go. But they said some exams could be interrupted. I don't know. I'm not sure. Let's go to the callers. Guiding Radio AM, you're live.
Hello.
Hello.
Nuri.
This is Nuri.
Hey, this is a childhood friend, man.
Yo, hey. Man, go ahead.
Man, listen. I've been listening, right? Impossible for 45 or 43,000. That's bogus.
The black man says he see it.
All right, now, we, the country, need to be focusing on these fraudulent passports, the New York indictment on several ministers. The loose spending of the Davis administration on their trips.
This Bean.
Yeah.
I just recognize the voice.
Yoke, man.
Sorry, I recognize the voice.
We need to focus on the healthcare facility.
Mm-hmm.
We need to focus on the budget communication bill in terms of the overspending. And the budget is not balanced.
Mm.
We need to focus on our national debt. Along with the illegal migrants. All right, see, every big elite company in this country, from Lifeaki, Ocean Club, you name it, the who's who in society, I'm at Albany, everybody employs this work scam that work permit.
Mm-hmm.
All right, it's a work scam because immigration rakes in, they admit to it.
Mm-hmm.
And government need to regulate it properly because I can't see for the likes that these boys have a certificate. All right, given to us in terms of when we apply for these work permit,
mm-hmm.
it is these things are not gazetted in the paper
mm-hmm.
in terms of what is available in terms of job for Bahamians. But it has grandee status out to the foreign laborers, okay? And it's never gazetted properly. All right, and then again, we got a problem with our defense force.
Mm-hmm.
All right, our defense force itself has been infiltrated, all right, because these sloops come in
mm-hmm.
and the government notice. National security notice, but then again, they wouldn't fix the damn problem.
Mm.
And then they want to ask for another what? Man, they need to go on a vacation. Vacation, brother.
I hear you, and I appreciate you calling. Thanks for calling,
right.
Man. Yeah, he's a childhood friend of mine. We all ran the same neighborhood. So this text says, Mr. Nuri, my Bahamian family in Bahamtown told me they ain't voting for Jay Philippe because he ain't Bahamian. But Jay Philippe is Bahamian. I know he people there in that clapboard house down the road. From my stepfather. He'd been there for a while. Let's go to the calls. Guiding Radio AM. Next one. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Open line. Can you hear me? Let's move on to the next one. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Open line. No, caller? Clearing out everything now. Let's go to the next one. Guiding Radio AM, you live. Hello? All the lines are clear. Okay, I can start reading text now. Try to run through all of them right now. You can call back. Okay, let me... get this person here, Kermit. Patch them through, Kermit. Guiding Radio AM, you live?
It's open.
Open line, whatever you want to talk about.
All right. In 1973, the Prime Minister, former Prime Minister, L. O. Finlay, come with Bahamians.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, what everyone was before that? They had plenty of Haitian young.
Before that, we were British subjects.
Yes, British subjects, but they what nationality? Haitian.
They were British subjects.
Right, then the subject, but who are their grandparents, where the grandparents come from?
They come from Barbados, they come from Jamaica, they come from Trinidad, they come from Cuba, they come from Haiti, they come from Puerto Rico, they come from England, they come from Ireland, they come from the United States. It was plenty podge mix up of people.
Yeah.
Them.
Okay, the main topic is, Pentad Haitian, he's Haitian descent.
Oh, okay.
So what's the big deal? They have been a mess of this country,
when they join on the Hubert Minnis and Hubert Ingraham, the Grandson and the sign not going to be deals. You all forget that.
So you're saying the Pintad...
So all Guardian people need to stop your shit.
Where you go from A to Q? There was a need. I thought I was engaging him properly, and then guess get mad at Guardian. What Guardian do to you? Why are you so passionate? Let's go to the next line. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. Let's go to someone else. Guardian Radio AM, go ahead. You're live. Open line. How you doing? Good morning to you.
And I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
You said demon?
I rebuke that in the name of Jesus.
Go ahead.
But you did say open line.
I did.
But you know what I wanted to say? With the 43,000+ crowd apparently was the count for last night. I drove through there, and that we didn't even have a quarter of that crowd there. So I don't know where the number came from, unless they were all bussed in and then the few came. There was a lot of cars, mind you, but it wasn't nowhere that number, not even close.
Mm-hmm.
But like you say, numbers don't vote. And he was trying to figure why all the people was there and with all the shit. Listen to me. If one thing Bohemians like is a PLP rally with free food and drink.
PLP rallies be lit.
Exactly.
It's be nice.
So
man.
You go out there sober and you get towed back home.
It's be lit.
That's the name of the game at that particular
party. It's be a concert. Just enjoy yourself.
We all know that.
Just enjoy yourself when you go to PLP rallies.
Exactly.
And just letting
you
know.
Why wouldn't they go? That was a Monday night. What else to do?
Well, Monday night football.
And if they go to the F&M rally tonight, it's the same thing. It's a party thing.
There's
at
food?
The end of the day, it only matters at the polls.
Okay.
You understand?
Yeah.
So all of that crowd, what was out there last night, I drove through. There was a good many vehicles I see putting on their paraphernalia and so on and so forth, but the majority of them were unmarked.
Yeah.
No
yeah.
paraphernalia.
If there's out there to the PLP rally, that's what it's there for.
And that's what I'm saying. So they was there for the fun and good times.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we do as Bohemians. We like to row and we like a good party.
Yes. I like a good part, but thank you very much. Let me read these texts and go to the next slang. Say, I pray Mr. Michael Pintar becomes the next PM and Travis to be the next MP for Fort Charlotte. We all need to stand up against the forces of evil. Let our God reign. Can't wait for election to be over for caller Julian to finish sitting on the fruit. No, you can't say that with Julian. Anyway. Over the past 5 years, many political significant increases in their personal net worth. Some doubling. At the same time, many Bohemians are still struggling with the rising cost of living, limited opportunities, and economic pressure. If those entrusted with leadership are prospering at a much faster rate than the people they serve, what does that say about the system? Just time to the phone lines again. Guardian Radio AM is open line Tuesday. What you want to talk about?
C.A. Nuri, good morning.
Good morning to you.
How are you?
I'm always good, man.
That's good. This is open line day, right?
Yeah, man. Just talk.
I have an announcement.
Go ahead.
I'll be hosting a tea party.
Okay.
May the 24th.
Mm-hmm.
It will be after election. So it'll be a post-Mother's Day event. Now, the name of the tea party is Bring Dreams into Reality.
Mm-hmm.
I am visually impaired, and I still make straw bags. Another craft item, which I will be displaying my products. So I would like the public to support the visually impaired.
Yes. Which date is this again?
May the 24th.
Okay.
4 to 7 at the Paul Farquharson headquarters on East Street.
Did you contact your MP to let them know that it's time to make a donation?
Yes, I did.
Just make sure before May 12th. You get some money before May 12th. I'm just letting you go. No.
Okay.
Okay. Good luck.
There will be a variety of herbal teas, sandwiches, pastries, chicken, meatballs, fashion show, door prizes, and everything.
There's a price for this?
$50.
$50.
Some tickets can be purchased at the Training Center for Disabled on Wolf Road.
Mm-hmm.
Or they can call 601-6008.
There's a Training Center for the Disabled, and it's on yes, May. Which on May what again? The event?
Pardon me?
Which day is the event?
May the 24th, 4 to 7 p.m.
Okay. Thanks very much.
We have a live DJ, which is also visually impaired, and we'll have a live MC. So we would like the public to support the visually impaired.
Okay, will do, definitely.
I want to thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay, this text says, good show, bro. Can you end the show with the song, please? I'm Living by SZA. You know that song, Kermit? I'm not familiar with that. I'm Living by SZA. So according to the caller, the Bahamas was a Haitian nation before 1973. What a not smart person, and I don't mean junior achievers either. Okay, let's read this text. It says, I rebuke, let's talk together in English. We giving these people too much talk. Guiding Radio is too nice to these people, not nice people. Okay, CA, where is the FNM line drawn on migrants? Is the FNM message against behemoths of Haitian heritage as well? Tell us how someone can broad brush pink the matter by calling it an infiltration, then receive votes. You are highly intelligent. Give it a try. Only behemoths can vote. So I'm assuming when they talk about illegal migrants, they're talking about those here illegally. They're not talking about Haitian behemoths, behemoths of Haitian descent, Jamaican behemoths, behemoths of Jamaican descent. And I don't know how we're conflating it. We're talking about, I assume they're talking about people who are here illegally. That's the only reason to deport. You can't deport behemoths. You can't deport the behemoths. There's no place for them to go. They're born here. They have permanent residence and they have citizenship. So they can't be talking about that. They're talking about people who don't have a right to be here. So I see y'all conflating, but nah. See, not you saying the blind man see. The crowd say hello. LOL. Let's go to the callers. Let me give them last calls. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. It's open.
How are you doing? C. Allen Johnson.
Go ahead, C. Allen.
Yeah. Well, you say only behemoths can vote.
Yes.
It's anyone that has been put on a register. The only behemoths should vote. But
no, only behemoths can vote.
No, that's not true. Only behemoths should vote by law.
By law, only behemoths could vote.
Not could, should.
Okay.
But what happens is, one of the things is, Nui, is that we have to understand, right? Voting is, you know, when you illegally vote, it's a crime.
Mm-hmm.
And that crime doesn't go away on the day you vote because you got away with it. And so clearly, you know, this government could very easily let people know in advance, and I'm sure the FNM can do the same, that anyone who found to have voted as an eligible for voter should be prosecuted under the law.
Yes.
And by be prohibited from work permits or and citizenship in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's a crime no matter what. You could be arrested. You don't get arrested before the crime. You get arrested during and after the crime. But understand this, Nui. The national frustration is under people are being asked to trust a leadership that is intellectually anemic, opaque when questioned, vacuous when tested, sterile in ideas, fluent only in intellectual masking and gaslighting. And I think you were the one who asked concerning this whole, the language that they use. And if you actually begin to think for it, I've used this and told you over and over again, is that it's a process they use called linguistic contortionism. That is used, which is stretching the truth. You know, half the truth is a full lie. Look at BPL. Do you know, we're talking about giving away. Now, understand this, Nui. You think the person in the gift store answering the question says a payment was made by the Treasury on behalf of a person that's not even an MP? You think the person who they questioned just made it up out of his head, or he was looking at the record?
Mm.
But this goes back in the beginning. Remember, this administration started out by using the Treasury to go to Bermuda, right? And we've never been able to get information. Your newspaper has tried for 4.5 years to get information from the government that is opaque at best. And so this is what the PLP do. And so we talk about, you know, the PLP talk about what? We say we catch a percentage of the crime that's committed. We have only a percentage of the assaults or rapes that is admitted. And at the same time, if you say you did 15,000 people went away, I mean, was deported. So would you estimate that if you have a 50% catch, there's 15,000 people here? This is when you have conversation and you're trying to, like you say, massage a thought put, have the human think in a certain way, rather than coming complete, being open, transparent. You know, you remember the statement I always also make?
Mm-hmm.
You can't manage what you cannot measure. And you cannot measure what you refuse to acknowledge. And this government for 4.5 years has refused to acknowledge the economy, has refused to acknowledge their wrong, has refused to message to housing. Oh, we look how much houses we torn down. But where do those people go when you tear them down?
I understand what you're saying. I understand. This text says the troll is full of it. What is there to read? The government said something that was contradicted by the company. Nothing to read there. Let's go to the next caller as I go through these text lines. Go ahead. Guardian Radio AM, you're live. It's open line Tuesday. No? Let's move on to the next one. Try to get squeeze on it. Go ahead, you're live.
Hello.
Turn on the radio and go ahead.
How you doing, Mr. Nuri? How you doing?
I'm doing well. It's an open line, but go ahead.
Yes, yeah, I know. I just wanted to officially correct you with something that you told me I was wrong with.
Go ahead.
And Ms. Green had the lady from Bahamas National Trust on her show.
Quickly, go ahead.
I asked her on the show.
Mm-hmm.
I called the man who was in charge of the Bahamas National Trust after Brother Carey left Bahamas National Trust.
Mm-hmm.
When we were about to try and clean up the area around Howard Pond. I live 39 feet just north. I could throw a pigeon feather and hit Howard Pond.
Okay, hello? You're talking about the Howard Pond. The reason why I corrected you.
Hold on.
The reason why I said it, because I interviewed Mr. Carey, and he said that Howard Pond... Howard Pond is not under the National Trust. This is what Mr. Carey said. Now, I'm just going to, that's why I stopped you and said, I don't think the Howard Pond way is managed by the National Trust. And this would explain why that area is in disrepair in contrast to all of the areas, other areas that the National Trust manage. Because that particular area, that, and also the tract of land behind that Blue Road area, that too is not managed by the National Trust. And I'm just going by what Mr. Carey said in that interview. Now, you might disagree with it, but I remember the interview. And that's why I reiterated that point. And which will explain why that area is not as nice as the other ones that the National Trust tend to manage. So I hear you. I'm just saying, giving you an explanation on why it is that way. Okay, so this text says, what are these Haitian churches in the Bahamas doing to help their Haitian people to return to in Haiti instead of facilitating of illegal activities? The church is to make people find salvation and to inspire people. So I'm assuming the church is busy trying to save y'all evil, sinful people, texter. Hello, Nuri. I love your show all the time. You're not belligerent and arrogant. You can't be talking about other co-hosts like that, another talk show host like that. I see you, but I appreciate you, texter. If 15,000 people were deported, how many other illegal immigrants is still living here? Okay, I don't know how much people still. Someone could do a census. The PM's still mad with Rick Fox for not building homes. So why he didn't ask his son to build them homes he wanted? Rick's, so what are you trying to get? The PM have a son who's built houses? I don't know. Nuri, fella, who call y'all dissing Guardian Radio and talking rubbish got to be a Z-plus student. That's why politicians will always take advantage of them. Okay. Let's see. This text says, good morning, sir. That caller heard 3,000 to 4,000. The police estimation was 3,000 in attendance last night. Well, 3,000 is far from 40,000, but good Julian Blank. So his number is different-ish. So good morning, Mr. Nuri. The afternoon is speaking of non-Bahamians, not persons with legitimate statuses, which I thought. But it's election time, so I'm assuming that this has happened when, in terms of interpretation. Ruby Drive, Yamacraw need paving for years. They have the hot mix trucks there now, rushing to pave it before election. Just be happy getting paved. You don't complain when good things are happening. Like, I live off Fox Hill, live on Fox Hill, and they pave it. They pave in Fox Hill Road now. I'm happy. I ain't asking if it's during political times or it's for a vote, whatever. I'm just happy the road is being paved. Be happy for me. Be happy for me. Anyway, this has been Guardian Radio AM. It's now 12:01. Up next is Z Live with Trivago Lang. I see you tomorrow. Tomorrow I'm supposed to have guests. I hope they come, because if they don't come, I gotta have an open line again. I gotta start doing some research, man, so I can be prepared, especially when they don't show up. It has been a pleasure. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, streaming on GuardianTalkRadio.com and the Guardian Radio app, Nassau, Bahamas.